With us this morning is Borough President Vito Fisella, and so many things are going on in our city, our state, our country, and he wants to get it off his chest on Easter weekend. Well, happy Easter, Mr. Borough President.
Happy Easter, John, to you, Margo, and your family. It's a very special day for so many people around this country and world, so it's great to be with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Lately so many things are happening. What bothers you the most about the last week's events?
You know, it's almost like important. And, you know, some of the things that just continue to resonate, at least for me and I think the people of the city of Staten Island, are just a growing crisis when it comes to migrants and crime. Those are very important to people. They want to just live safely and freely. And the migrant crisis has become quicksand. You know, you hear reports how it's getting worse, not better. It's a financial boondoggle, billions of dollars that come at the expense of ordinary taxpayers who want that money spent wisely. And I think the most important thing that happened in the last week, perhaps this year, was the execution of that young police officer and the devastation it did to his family, to the people of this city. And I would hope that people of conscience would step forward and say, we need to do something to end this, revolving door of career criminals who can prey on innocent people, especially police officers. So something has to give. Perhaps this day is a day of reflection, where people say we can't keep moving in this direction.
Agree 110%. I mean, the crime situation is still, it's uncontrollable because some of the people that should be in jails, should be in mental institutions, should not be allowed to walk around in the streets. And I'm not saying person that steals a loaf of bread. I'm saying professional criminals that have been arrested 10, 20, 30 times, and that's all we want. This Easter Sunday, what we want is peace for all 20 million Americans in New York State and 8.5 million Americans in the five boroughs in New York. I mean, I just don't understand it, Vito. How can stuff like this happen and nobody stands up and say this is wrong?
So very well put, John. And I think it really takes a question of honor and courage to do the right thing. Many years ago, there was this whole financial movement, the one percenters, right? 99% Occupy Wall Street, all that. There actually is a different 1%. And that's the 1% that wreak havoc on the 99% of people who just want to live their life in peace and security and raise a family, go to work, go to a ball game, whatever the case may be. And that 1% disrupts and creates havoc for 99% by violent crime. You know, the guy who killed a police officer, arrested more than 20 times, his cohort, how many felonies, and the list goes on. And now you have, I know you recently said that if somebody steals something from your store, stop them. But you have stores like CVS and Walgreens, their policy is let people go because they know there's no consequence of somebody stealing. And that's not to say that somebody who's emotionally disturbed shouldn't get help. They should get help. It's morally right to give them the help they need and at the same time get them off the streets and out of the subways where all they do all day long is hurt and sometimes kill innocent people. So that's the path forward. And I think perhaps elections have consequences. We know that. Maybe those become the issues that people say, all right, where do you stand? Where do you stand on these things? And then vote accordingly.
I agree with you 110%. Anything else you want to tell all your constituents, all your friends in America on Easter Sunday? I just had Cardinal Dolan on, and everybody needs hope.
Cardinal Dolan is a true leader, and not just among Catholics, but he's the essence of a good person, an essence of a leader, an essence of somebody who finds good in others. And that's what we should continue to do. Find good in others. Find out where our similarities overlap. You know, granted, we're always going to have differences, but they could be minimal and be dealt with. But we need to get our city, state, and country back on track. And good people need to stand up and say, enough is enough. And, you know, it's the same mentality, by the way. Like, for example, we're going once again to the Court of Appeals, perhaps for this non-citizen voting lawsuit. We wanted the trial court. We wanted the appellate division. This basically grants non-citizens the right to vote in municipal elections. We think that's wrong. We have open borders that continue to allow very often gang members to come and stay in this city and cause havoc. The same people and the same mentality are making those decisions. So we need to change that, and perhaps November we finally will.
Thank you so much, Vito Fisella. Happy Easter to your entire family, and we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. God bless you, Margo, and your whole family, and God bless the United States.
God bless.